Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Many people never start their own businesses because they lack confidence and are confused about how to actually go about it. Joining us today is the creator of the Butler Bag, Jen Gruver, to talk about her fantastic book, What If and Why Not? How to Transform Your Fears into Action and Start the Business of Your Dreams. Jen has appeared on CBS's The Early Show, Fox and Friends, and many other television and radio shows. Jen gives both motivational support and concrete ideas for her readers to have both the emotional and business tools to become successful entrepreneurs themselves. Jen, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you for having me.
Jen, I'm so glad to have you on the show. I absolutely loved your book, and you cover everything, you know, one needs to start a business. And in the introduction to What If and Why Not, you write about the obstacles people feel when starting a business. And that quote, although highest obstacles are out of your control, the most dangerous ones are those that exist only inside your head. Can you expand on that for us?
Absolutely. I believe that I could give anyone all the tools in my toolbox. I could give them every single contact that I have in my database. But if your mindset isn't that of positivity and seeing always the positive side of every situation and seeing failures as part of the process and not allowing those obstacles roadblock you, but yet say, okay, wait a second, what am I supposed to be learning here? I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get past it. It's going to be a lifetime lesson that I can take with me to be continue to be successful. If you can't have that type of optimistic mindset, and not naive by any means, but optimistic, then you're not going to be able to succeed, because success, the journey of success, is continuously up and down. And you could talk to some of the most successful people. Even Warren Buffett can say, hey, this last year has been pretty tough, and I needed to have a positive outlook on it, because it's, success isn't a clear ride up the ladder, and it's constantly about ups and downs. And one of the biggest messages that I like to really leave behind for people in my book is being an entrepreneur is really about self-transformation and a continuous journey of personal growth, and always looking at things as not what I want to do, what kind of company I want to have, but who do I want to be. So constantly working on who that person is in the mirror that you see every day in terms of integrity, in terms of what footprint you're leaving in this world when you go someday.
Yeah, you know, and Jen, you write that in 2006, the self-taught philosophy of positive thinking that you were just talking about began to pay off. Can you tell us what was happening for you in 2006?
Yes, I had launched the Butler Bag Company, and when I launched the Butler Bag Company, my inspiration was just constant frustration of losing things in my purse, digging to constantly find my keys or my cell phone, canceling credit card after credit card because I thought I lost it, but only to find it days later underneath something at the bottom of my purse. And I kept thinking, as far as innovation has come in our society, how come we accept a bucket as a bag? Just literally, it's a bucket, and women accept that. And I said, there's got to be a better way. There has to be a more innovative way for women to have their fashion while making it also functional. And, you know, to me, fashion is also about sophistication and being in control, and there's nothing sophisticated or looking in control when you are dumping your bag out in a grocery store in a line full of people. So there's nothing fashion savvy about that. So I planted that seed for myself. Months later, I had been unloading my dishwasher, and I had been taking the utensils out. I had a bird's eye view of the knives, forks, and spoons. And I thought to myself, wait a second, I want everything in my handbag to stand up straight the same way these utensils do, to have a bird's eye view. Took the dishwasher tray out of my dishwasher, stuck it into my handbag that I was using at the time, got all of my stuff, and it was like that eureka aha moment until I realized I had no idea what to do next. And so that was in 2004, and I really had no idea what I was doing. I did not know the differences in leathers and zippers. I didn't know how to get a handbag manufactured. I didn't know anything, but what I did know is I was really passionate, and I knew that this was an answer to a problem, and I also knew that I let a lot of ideas go in my past, and I regretted them, and I was not going to let this one go because I really believed in it, and I just continued day by day trying to figure out what's the next step. And in 2006, my company really took off. We had gotten best handbag from Accessories Magazine. We had been featured in Oprah Magazine. We had been featured in a lot of different magazines and a lot of different TV shows, and the brand became one of the fastest growing handbag brands in history. And a few months after that, then I signed a licensing deal with the largest partner for manufacturing. And so I really started seeing all of my doubts and fears that I'd overcome be so worthwhile, because the success was coming from it, and people really did believe in my idea too. And with those successes, you obviously get more and more confidence. And that confidence I wanted to take and turn around and say to everybody else who was on that path behind me, hey, listen, I have the same doubts and fears. I have the same fears, but I did in any way, and I now have this life that I want you to be able to appreciate too. And so you need to do it as well. And that's really when the book process began for me.
Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting because one of the big challenges that you talk about is the naysayers you run into when you share that you want to start a business. And if you can give us some tips to deal with other people's negativity and not let it, you know, stop you from fulfilling your dreams.
This is a tough one because you definitely need to get an intuitive sense of who these naysayers are and why they're naysaying. And is it family members just because they still see you as that 10-year-old little child that wasn't capable of tying their shoes until they were 8 and kept getting in trouble in school when they were 10? And, you know, what are they seeing you that way, and therefore they just don't believe that you're capable because their perception of you is still as a child? Or is it people that are saying to you that you're not going to be able to do it because they're afraid of your success? Because in your success, it's going to reflect back to them all the things that they wanted to do that they never did. Or is it people who truly do have knowledge and wisdom in this arena, whatever arena it is, to share with you, and they've had their own failures and observed other successes, and they're truly trying to give you constructive criticism or advice? And that's the biggest thing to try and figure out at first. And there are going to be people that give you advice that did go through the same kind of process before. And their advice might say, this isn't going to work and this is why. You should always listen to these people, to the wisdom, not to the naysaying side of it, but to the wisdom side of it, and incorporate it into what you're trying to formulate as far as your strategy. However, you always have to keep in mind that today is a different day. So if he or she is sitting across from you saying, this didn't work, I tried it 5 years ago and it didn't work, it's okay, because 5 years ago we were different consumers. 5 years ago the world wasn't ready for a lot of things that it is today. So maybe you're trying to do something that the world wasn't ready for, and it might work today. So it's really about learning to listen to people who are trying to share wisdom with you and incorporate that into it. At the end of it, you always have to listen to your gut. You always have to use your intuition of, is this person being negative just because they don't want me to succeed, or they want me to succeed, but they're trying to help me? And the people that are negative because they're just negative, I just stay away from them, and I just avoid them. And if it's people you can't avoid, I just avoid any long, drawn-out conversation with them, and I don't go to a topic that they're going to poo-poo, and I keep it light like how's the weather.
The naysayers aren't getting you down. You're going to go ahead and start your business. What are some basic tools and resources one needs to have in place?
Well, number one, your network is your net worth. So you need people around you who are going to be able to help you, and you're going to be able to help them. So relationships go two ways, and you really want to create relationships that support your endeavors. You want to bring in mentors into your life, people that have done what you're trying to do. If you want to create a million-dollar company, you want to find mentors who have created million-dollar companies. If you know, it's just like if you wanted to lose weight, you wouldn't hire someone who's never been able to lose weight in their own life, because how are they going to help you? And that's probably one of the biggest mistakes, Lisa, that I do see, is there's a lot of life coaches out there that are saying, I'm going to help you get to your, you know, find your goals and get you to your goals, but they've never themselves gotten those goals. And so I really tell people to be very careful about that. Also, you want to get on a very healthy lifestyle, and I know this is a perfect platform to talk about this, to in order to launch a company and grow a company, you're going to put in a lot of hours and you're going to be passionate about it. So you're going to be excited, but there are going to be moments where you hit the wall of exhaustion. So a lot of times what I see entrepreneurs doing is putting themselves last. They stop working out. They stop eating right. They just get fast food on the go. They put their own health last, but you need to put your health first in order to have the stamina to be successful. And so that really means make sure working out is a priority and make sure that you're eating the right healthy foods, the superfoods that keep your brain clear, and that you're not sleeping. You need to sleep in order to be on top of your game in every pitch meeting that you go into. Also, you need to become your brand, and that parlays right off of what I was just saying. You are the walking billboard of your brand and your company. You need to walk that walk. And for example, if you're talking about an eco-friendly, environmentally safe product that you're creating, you're probably not going to be driving a Hummer. So you need, you would hope not, right?
Yeah.
So you really need to say, who am I? What is my brand? And become that brand, exude that brand, and live the essence of that brand in everything that you do and say. And you need to believe in your brand more than anybody else. And you need to say it with conviction, because you need to be the leader to bring along that trail of people that are also going to jump on your bandwagon.
Yeah, you know, speaking of people to jump on your bandwagon, you do have some tips for selecting partners when you're starting your company.
What a lot of entrepreneurs do is they start to work on their project and they bury themselves in their home offices or their new offices, and they have all this work to do, this busy work. And that's one of the worst things that you can do. You really need to get out there and constantly be talking about your brand. And that busy work, if you can delegate that or you can bring in a partner to do that, that is a really important thing. For me, what I did is I found somebody who is the opposite almost of who I was. They shared the same vision. They shared the same goals. They're big picture thinkers. That they like to do the busy, to do behind the scenes things. And they thrive in that environment. And they would die doing what I do and doing all the speaking in front of thousands of people or going onto TV or doing this radio interview. They would die to have to do it. So I found somebody who's the yin and my yang, and we can really have teamwork together to get a common goal met, because the thought of staying in a back room and doing all the things that my partner does is a nightmare to me, and I would procrastinate it. And a lot of entrepreneurs think the only way things are going to get done is if they do it themselves. And if you know that you procrastinate certain things, you've got to find somebody who's not going to procrastinate those things, who's going to get them done. And we can't be good at everything. We're never going to be good at everything. So when you're looking for a partner, you have to find someone who really does share those big picture goals but has strengths to play off of your weaknesses and vice versa.
So there's something I was really surprised to read. You know, you always hear that, what is it, was 85% of new businesses fail, and you said that was a myth?
Right, and it's not true. And I think it goes along with that whole naysaying factor of, right, let's figure out what we can say to scare everybody from not starting their companies.
I think
honestly, I think this really goes back. One of the biggest things I'm an advocate for is education reform. And unfortunately, in our schools, we do teach people how to go get a job and work for somebody else. And I believe we should be teaching also how to teach people how to think for themselves and create companies. And then once you're done school, you can decide whether you want to work for somebody else or start your own company. But at least you'll have skill sets that are going to help you more get your feet in the right direction and starting your company. But, you know, a lot of companies right now are launching because people have been laid off and they haven't been able to get hired for a year or 2 years right now. And they're taking all their experiences and their skill sets that they learned in their corporate jobs and becoming consultants. And those consultants are making more money than they made and working a lot less hours. And they're more fulfilled and they're getting more joy out of what they're doing because they're picking and choosing what they want to do. The companies that fail most are the ones that have enormous amount of overhead. Restaurants. Everyone knows that restaurants turn over quickly. Restaurants are probably not the safest place to hedge your bets. Things that have a lot of overhead. If you're just getting your entrepreneurial venture started, you really love clothes and fashion and you want to have a boutique, start with an online boutique. Take the steps that are going to lessen your risk as you get started, as you're learning the process of being an entrepreneur, and we'll see a lot less businesses fail.
I love high-end consignment stores. I've always wanted to have one, so I like that idea of if I ever do that, to start online.
You can start online. You know, I have a friend who is a stay-at-home mom her hobby is shopping. It's like it is her job, and she loves high-end clothes for herself and her kids, and she saw, like, she was wasting all this thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars just sitting in her closet, still a lot of them with tags on them, or worn once, or kids grow out of it after one wear, and she created an eBay store and within days was making tons and tons of money, and she didn't take a dime out of her pocket to start it. And she's still making a lot of money every week. And now she started taking her friends' clothes and people from the school and the community, and she knows the value of what it is, and she sells it, and she gives them a piece of it, but then she gets a piece of it. So she didn't start with any capital at all.
You could tell us the difference between venture capital and angel investors.
Well, angel investors can be individual people or a small group of people that will fund companies that only need maybe a couple $100,000, maybe $1 million. Venture capitals won't touch. Usually what it was a few years ago when I was starting was more than $2 million. They won't even look at you if you need less than $2 million because they're not going to get enough out of it. When I was starting, I did meet with a venture capital, and as a friend, he wanted to fund me for $1 million. I didn't need $1 million to start, but that was the minimum of what he wanted to give me, and in return, he wanted 80% of my company. And I said, there's no way that I'm working as hard as I know that I'm going to have to work and give you 80% of my company. And he was like, well, you need my money. And I said, well, I don't need $1 million. That I know. And I'd rather bootstrap and live on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches if I have to than give 80% of my company away. So angel investors will give a smaller amount of money. They're going to want to be a lot less involved potentially. You want people who can add knowledge. You want people that can add introductions to people that can help you. That you definitely want in your money people. But you also want people who aren't going to come in the beginning and try and control everything and strip you of the vision without the vision even getting a chance to have legs. But there's also so many other ways to start companies now, too. And we're really seeing this in this economy, because banks have really lost their footing with the relationships of entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs can't rely on banks as much, or venture capital or angel investors in these past few years. So you see a lot of companies getting started by joint ventures, meaning an entrepreneur might have an idea and see a company that's already very successful that their idea can make a newer product or add to a product line or create an offshoot of a product that this company already has. So they partner together, or there's strategic partnerships where you might not have an actual partnership LLC together per se on paper, but you share resources and databases, maybe infrastructure, certain infrastructure things that can create a partnership that doesn't tie you together for life. And then there's also there's people that are incubating their companies within other companies, so they don't want the overhead of the computers and all of the things that come along with that, but they need office space to entertain guests and clients. And so they incubate their company within another company, share certain resources, and in return for maybe giving 10% of their company away. Keeps them from having to come up with all the hundreds of thousands of dollars that it would to get office space and all of the things that you need in an office space.
Well, you know, Jen, your book is so great, and I highly encourage people to check it out. It has such good information, and I've learned so much from it. And if you could give us your information, how people can learn more about you and your wonderful work.
Absolutely. JenGroover.com. That's JenGroover.com. And that will lead you to all of my other websites for the book and my handbag company. And I have a company called Launchers Cafe that teaches people step-by-step different tools and techniques about launching their company. And there's audio tutorials on there as well that they can download. So JenGroover.com will take you to all those other resources.
Oh, that's great, Jen. I definitely want to get a Butler bag because, yeah, I'm constantly doing a thing where I'm dumping it out. And, they must come in different sizes.
We have every style, body shape, everything possible for the Butler bags. And I'm launching, actually, this weekend a couple new styles on QVC. And I'm launching also in a few weeks collapsible luggage as well as a bunch of other innovative accessories. So there's a lot more to come.
Oh, that's fantastic. If people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Take care and bye-bye.